From Tidbits on December 5th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. CyberDuck 4.2. The CyberDuck team has released version 4.2 of their open-source file transfer app. CyberDuck 4.2 improves compatibility with Amazon Web Services, including support for server-side encryption and for Amazon's US West storage facility in Oregon. The app can now also better interact with Google's cloud storage service, where CyberDuck supports connecting to multiple projects, configuring the access logs for storage buckets, and using the OAuth 2.0 authentication mechanism. For more traditional connection mechanisms based on SSH, CyberDuck can better interact with OpenSSH and the keychain. Several bug fixes and performance improvements round out the update. MarsEdit 3.4.1. Red Sweater Software has released MarsEdit 3.4 and 3.4.1, bringing significant enhancements to the blogging app's media management capabilities. These include better compatibility with Flickr, compatibility with iPhoto's face recognition features, the capability to interact with Lightroom, and a new zoom control for browser thumbnails. The new release is rounded out by several bug fixes, some of which address crashes when dealing with Flickr photos. Camino 2.1. After over 2 years in development, the open-source Camino 2.1 web browser has made a long-awaited appearance, complete with numerous bug fixes and performance improvements. Most notable is a completely rewritten autocomplete feature that now searches both bookmarks and browsing history, and can match against both web addresses and page titles. But other changes aren't to be sneezed at either, including better support for web standards like HTML5 and JavaScript thanks to Mozilla's Gecko 1.9.2 engine, full-screen compatibility with Netflix, and improvements in the browser's security and privacy system. Apple Safari 5.1.2. Apple has released Safari 5.1.2 for macOS 10, 10.7 Lion, and 10.6 Snow Leopard. The minor version bump reflects the fact that the updated web browser introduces no new major functionality, but rather addresses a number of issues related to memory usage, which should now be more conservative, and to application stability, along with a fix for a bug that could cause web pages to flash white. Safari also now supports display of PDF files embedded directly inside a web page. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and Mad Cats. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.